This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. The first contact most job seekers have with their potential employer is, of course, the resume. And that's where things can go very wrong, right from the start. Take the case of Veronica Wells. While she was looking for her first job after college, a career counselor told her to remove any mention of her membership with the National Association of Black Journalists. Veronica couldn't believe her ears. She left it in. She did end up getting a job. She's now the associate editor of the culture website MadameNoir.com, and she's written an article for the site about her resume experience. Veronica, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys.
Well, tell us about this conversation you had with a career counselor about race and your resume. What was her concern?
Her concern was, and she was a, you know, a fellow Black woman, but her concern was that if I was trying to get a job, some places would be hesitant to hire me or might see that I listed that I was involved in a Black organization or African-American organization and would maybe not hire me because of that. So it was just shocking. And I didn't, you know, I didn't shut it down immediately. I just kind of nodded. And when I went back and thought about it, I was kind of like, you know what, this is not really what I'm about. You know, hiding who I am, such a big part of who I am. And then I thought, you know, do I really want to work for a company who would not hire me based on race?
So ultimately, you decided to leave in your membership with the National Association of Black Journalists on your resume.
I did.
But would you always keep that on your resume or other references that signal your race, no matter what company you were applying to or what position you were seeking?
I definitely would. Like, NABJ has been such an integral part in my career path. And so I kind of feel like it would be almost a slap in the face to then turn my back on the organization or not be proud to list that on my resume when it's helped me get where I am today.
Well, I'd like to bring in our second guest. We also thought that hearing from a career counselor would be a good idea. Virginia Clark is president and CEO of Talent Optimization Partners based in Chicago, and she joins us now. Welcome, Ginny.
Thanks so much, Barbara.
How often do you hear stories like Veronica's?
Pretty often. Unfortunately, that it's still a concern, but I share and would support her decision. I think you made the right call, Veronica.
Well, thank you.
Well, so many workplaces now say they're committed to diversity in their hiring practices. So I would imagine that racial or ethnic minority candidates are more likely to feature their backgrounds rather than smokescreen them.
Yeah, I see both because diversity continues to be an issue. Now, you can still question whether or not people are giving lip service, but at least many of the corporations, large ones that I speak to, they're trying to identify diverse candidates. So that's part of the reason I'd encourage people to list it. It doesn't guarantee you anything, but it might get you a second look.
Well, it's not just race, right? There's sexual orientation and religion and, you know, gender. All can be used to discriminate against a potential employee or to fill quotas, either one.
It cuts both ways.
Right. And there are laws in place designed to counter this. But how do companies that operate under these EEOC laws typically approach diversity efforts within these legal parameters?
Typically, they can't ask, but you can certainly offer, and it becomes part of kind of your unspoken record. So they have to be very careful as to what they're writing down and what they might put in front of a hiring manager.
Well, Ginny, have you ever had a client where you said, well, perhaps you do want to neutralize your resume when it comes to religion or race or ethnic background?
Religion would probably be more of a sensitive issue. GLBT still, unfortunately, might be something that people downplay. As a recruiter, I did work for some religious organizations and had to make sure that they understood that the candidates that I was going to show them were going to be from a variety of religious backgrounds. And so they, you know, I was hoping that they would be sort of agnostic, so to speak.
Veronica, does this resonate with you? And I know that many people responded to your article.
I was kind of surprised by the responses that we received. A lot of people were saying, well, you know, she wasn't wrong in the advice that she gave you. And then other people were saying, well, you know, I have a name that is what people would say stereotypically Black or ethnic or an ethnic name. And so, you know, I put my initials on my resume.
You were applying within the field of journalism. Ginny, how much does it matter what job or what company you're targeting?
I think it matters a lot, actually. I love Veronica's example of a name. You know, kind of sad to say that I know that sometimes people make judgments. I've done exercises with recruitment teams that will say they are making a snap judgment, and based on the name, based on the resume, and many, many other factors. In some ways, there's even a class consideration if your name is not of if it's pronounceable, or if it's something that might be perceived as made up, or if it's from a completely different language and culture.
Okay, Jeannie, I'm going to out you as an African American now.
Yes, please.
Marketplace.
Absolutely. That's fine. I'm proud of that.
Have you ever had to make the choice that Veronica had to make?
No, I have not. I have always let people know that I'm African American. I'll throw in another factor, and I know we're talking about resumes, but you know, after the resume and you make it through the screen, then you got to show up.
Right. It's a slow slide until you come in for the interview, and then it's like, okay, bam, she's Black, she's a woman.
I'm very clear. On my resume, you'll see that I was part of the Kellogg Black Management Association. There are so many signals on my resume. There's no way that you wouldn't know.
And why do you signal it?
It's part of who I am. It speaks to how I think. It speaks to what's important to me. There's some self-selection that goes on here. You know, I want to be with an organization that is going to value all of me, including my ethnicity, my race. You know, I don't want to work for an organization that wouldn't want me to bring my whole self to work.
Jeannie Clark is president and CEO of Talent Optimization Partners. Veronica Wells is associate editor of MadameNoir.com, where you can read her article, Is Your Resume Too Black? Thank you so much, both of you, for talking with us today.
Thank you again for having me.
Thanks for having me.